Some of the largest unions in France are calling for another nationwide day of strikes next week. The announcement comes a day after an estimated 740,000 people took to the streets across France to protest against the government's pension reform. It's the 10th day of protesting since January. People are outraged over President Macron's plan to raise the retirement age by 2 years. Lisa Bryant is in Paris for NPR and joins me now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there.
So we've seen images of hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets protesting, also some protesters clashing with police and some cars burning and piles of trash still in the streets because of the garbage workers striking. What have you been hearing from protesters, Lisa?
Well, as you were saying, it's been an interesting few weeks. Protesters are saying that they believe that the government is being authoritarian. They're not listening to the streets, and essentially that they're just going to stay out protesting in the days and weeks to come. I spoke, for example, to a Sorbonne University student. His name is Isaac Brenner. He's studying history. His school, like others, they're holding sit-ins. And this is what he had to say at the Paris protest yesterday.
We won't stop protesting until the government will retire their reform. It's up to the government if they want to cool down the tension in our country, I think.
And you know what he's saying is what I've been hearing and lots of others of us by many other protesters on the street, that they're going to keep protesting.
Mm. So this is all over the reforms that Macron would like to raise the retirement age to 64 up from 62. Remind us briefly why the government's trying to do this.
Well, the government says that the pension system is just not sustainable, that it could go broke or it will go broke if there's nothing is done. And, you know, some of the other options like paying more, et cetera, are not really feasible. So what he's saying, Macron and his government, they're saying that this has to be done. And when they realized that they may not have gotten the votes, in the lower house, they basically rammed it through using a special constitutional measure. The timing, as many critics would say, was really, really bad. It came as French are being hit by inflation. They're worried about making ends meet. But it is also important to note that the majority of other European countries have about 65 and over retirement age.
Yeah. Now, there's a wide cross-section of French society out on the streets, from seniors, young people, rail workers, teachers, students. I mean, it's kind of rare to see so many different groups united like this. Is there any sign that the government might back down?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a real cross-section of society. And We have polls showing that the majority of French are adamantly opposed to this reform. Basically, you know, the government, Macron was out in an interview last week, and he said, look, I don't care about the price of unpopularity. I think that this is an important reform. So right now we're seeing a very strong position by the government and also by the unions and by ordinary French.
Okay, well, thank you for your reporting there. That's Lisa Bryant. She's reporting from Paris for NPR. Lisa, thank you so much.
My pleasure.